Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. I'm Kat Cullen. Susie Lyon is here to tell us all about what we can expect to find on our screens this week. And this first one is giving me major Game of Thrones vibes with all of the aesthetics, featuring Eleven from Stranger Things. What a combo. Susie, what have you found?
Hey, Kat. Yeah, it's been a while since we've seen this actress on our screens. So what better than a big movie with her at the forefront? I am talking about a movie called Damsel, starring Millie Bobby Brown. This is a dark fantasy film where a sheltered noblewoman agrees to marry a handsome prince, only to discover his family intends to sacrifice her to repay an ancient debt. Not only is she fighting for her life against the prince's family, but she's also trapped in a cave with a dragon. So will her wits and will to survive be enough to save her? Sounds like fun.
All right, let's have a snippet from the trailer.
They may be royalty, but that doesn't make them good people.
Close your eyes. I've got you.
What happened to you? I'll escape. For every innocent woman whose life was stolen.
Millie Bobby Brown, very much at the forefront there. Will she pull a Daenerys and have all of the dragons at her fingertips by the end of this? I don't know. We'll have to watch it and see. But what a cast. It's not just Millie Bobby Brown that's in this. There are some other great names that we can expect to see.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like she's wielding a sword to get to those dragons. So who knows if she's going to be friends with them by the end. But yeah, you're right. This has got a great cast. And I do love to highlight a great cast when there is a movie. And this one has a lot of well-known faces. Like we said, Millie Bobby Brown. And she's actually finding great roles as strong women. And she hasn't fallen into that rom-com trope yet, which is nice to see from a young actress. And she's joining some Hollywood royalty on this one. Angela Bassett plays her stepmother. And Robin Wright is the queen. And Ray Winston is playing the king.
Now, Robin Wright, who I think of mostly from her role in House of Cards, looked so right in this that I genuinely was trying to work out if she was in Game of Thrones. She just seems to fit this. I can't explain it, but so, so well. This movie, though, I swear, like, I heard about it at some point last year. Was it pushed back? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I heard about this one last year as well. And if you're thinking that, I thought this one was coming out and then it disappeared, that you're not wrong. That actually happened. So it was supposed to be released and it was ready to go in October. So it was finished, it was filmed and ready to go. And then it was advertised as coming out last year. But then the writer's strike happened and so they shelved it. And it was promoted briefly. You could see the trailers on YouTube and it was on Netflix as coming soon for just a very, very short period of time. And then it was pushed back. But now it's finally got its release date and you can watch it now on Netflix.
Okay, so it's all to do with the writer's strike. Even though they'd made it,
yep.
They sort of thought, well, we might not be writing very much at the moment, so we need to like hold off on things, like have a sort of slower release schedule, I guess.
Maybe, yeah.
There is another one that also has crowns, but significantly less dragons.
Yeah, you're right. You've found the link between the two shows this week. This one is Mary and George, and it's on Sky Show, and it's out now. It's a new historical drama, and it's a limited series, and it has just dropped, so you can start watching it. Mary and George follows Mary Villa as she tries to hold on to her high standing in society by introducing her son, George Villiers, to King James, and he becomes his lover. This looks like a biting, no holds barred look at a part of history that is often overlooked, the not so secret gay relationship that this particular king had.
Let's have a quick snippet from the trailer.
King James.
So cockstruck, it's like a curse.
Give the king whatever he wants.
May I perform for you?
I want you here.
He will be yours, mine, ours.
I have the power, I have the king, I have England.
What could possibly stop us now?
Do be careful.
This one is based on the non-fiction book called The King's Assassin. This is actually a stylized 7-part series, and it's got a really strong cast as well. Julianne Moore plays the lead as Mary.
She looks great in that role too, and really brings it to life. So that is Mary and George. That's out now on Sky Show. It's a 7-part series. And the other one that we mentioned today is Damsel, which is out now on Netflix. Those two great ones featuring royalty in fantasy and history. There's a beautiful link right there. If you want to listen to this again, if you want to see some pictures, or even a link to where you can get 7 days free trial for Sky Show, head to our website, worldradio.ch/bigscreen/littlescreen. And Susie, I'll catch you same time next week.
No worries, Kat. Enjoy the small screen.
Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.